it does not look good right now for the president. So what comes next if the court strikes down the president's executive order?
Well, I'm going to push back a bit. Sure. I think you got questions that were hard on both sides. And that itself is a victory for Trump already. Because remember, when President Trump issued the executive order, the academic left, the plaintiffs bar, right? Lawyers are not friendly to President Trump by and large. They said, this is crazy. This will never get the attention of the Supreme Court. And look what happened. You had this big discourse, this energetic debate that the president himself attended. This was unprecedented. He was sitting right there in the oral argument in the courtroom. And these arguments are being taken seriously. And both from the left and the right, they all have to argue the terms of this conservative majority. What was the original public meaning of the 14th Amendment when this law was passed? And as Justice Alito said, was it really meant to say that illegal immigrant children have every single right as Americans that are born from citizen parents? Could it really be the case that birth tourism, which is where tens of thousands of people already come to the United States on tourist visas precisely to have a child so that their child would have American citizenship? They go back to their home country, often it's China, and then they'll have in-state tuition 18 years from now, or they could send their kids to public school, or they could have their kids receive welfare benefits, right? Was that actually the original meaning of the 14th Amendment? And when the 14th Amendment was about freed slaves and granting them citizenship,